Hello to everybody listening this fantastic Monday. And I hope it's been fantastic, not just Monday, but your Sunday, your Saturday, and including your Friday. I hope every single day was great. Why? Because I know I had a great weekend. And you know, it's for the reasons that you'd never expect on top of that. Like, for instance, I watched Daddy Daycare with Eddie Murphy. And it's like one of the most wholesome movies ever. That, and I also watched Harry Potter. But like, I don't think they make movies like that that are just wholesome. First of all, the children actors and actresses, phenomenal. Like, they were so adorable, so cute. Like, I'm sure they had like the lines and stuff. I don't know how that worked, but man, phenomenal. Like, they made you feel. I don't think they make movies like that anymore. I can't think of one at the time. I know there's a lot of remakes, and I don't think that a movie like Daddy Daycare needed a Daddy Daycare too. I know they did one. I don't even think I really saw it, but now I kind of want to. But nonetheless, what movies can you think of that don't need remakes or like a sequel to? Or that you want a sequel to, but then it's like, it's way too, like Toy Story. I think that one was way too late. I know a lot of people loved it when it came back out, but I was just like, you know, I think it was time to like hand it over to like a new generation. But it's something that everybody can relate to, because who doesn't want their toys walking around and talking? And I think everybody would like to believe when they weren't looking, like their toys were like moving around and stuff like that. But you were just trying to catch them. Like, you'd walk into the room really fast, swing the door open, like, what are you doing? You know? And then you look at one of your toys, you're like, that's not where I left you. You guys do talk. You are alive. I think that's what every kid, like, who had toys once, you know? And plus, nowadays, it's different. Like, now it's more about video games and phones and all that kind of stuff. Like, I would love to, you know what I think? Like, I personally would love to have children not be able to have a cell phone except for, like, phone calls, you know? Like, they only get flip phones. So that way they can't be on it as much, or not at all. Like, kids, like, what do you need a cell phone for? Except for emergencies, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, if you're at a certain age limit, if you're like officially like maybe doing laundry, like learning to do laundry or something, or like cooking, like using the toaster oven or something. I don't know. Like, for your Pop-Tarts or... By the way, not just kids eat Pop-Tarts, because those things are still delicious. I know who those flavors are for. Like, come on, milkshake flavor? Who? I used to take the milkshake flavors and put them in the freezer. I remember when you were supposed to do that with them. And when I saw that commercial, I was like, yes, 100% yes, I want that. And they were delicious. I know a lot of people like the cookie dough flavor. I personally didn't really, I couldn't get any, I didn't really taste it. Like, I was like, I'd rather have real cookie dough at this point. Like, now I want real cookie dough. And what happened to the catalogs? You know, where your parents had to bring the catalog into work and be like, do you guys want to buy something? Like, and then like the kids would get, like prizes and stuff like that. Like, oh, who remembers those days? Like, and you were all like, it would always be like 40,000 points to get, like, you would have to sell like a ton of stuff just to get like a scooter or a bicycle or something. You know, I remember doing that. It was like probably teaching you about business and like how to complete transactions and stuff like that. But that's not what I focused on. I was focusing on one thing. That scooter and pogo sticks. Well, no, those are, I don't know if those are like legal anymore. Are they? I don't know, but now I want to find out. But yeah, I think that I think that's there's so much that's changed about being a kid, but also, I mean, the world in general has changed. But I think like I miss the most kids being creative with stuff that like bikes. Like, I don't know, like me, my sister and I used to play bikes all the time. Like we used to ride our bikes and then or go rollerblading or just doing stuff like that in general. And I see people rollerblading a lot more often, like especially when I go to the park. A lot of people are rollerblading and skateboarding and stuff like that. And I think that's like probably their inner child. I know it's very good, like a good workout and things like that, but I think also it could be more of like an inner child thing. Are there facts about that? I'm gonna do some research. But I think that's important to have. Just like it's important to have breaks, which we're gonna take right now. We're gonna come back. We're going to get into the question of the day. And then we're gonna do some more stuff, I think. Some more, maybe less stuff. Nah, more stuff. We're gonna go with more stuff. In the meantime, you folks sit tight. Don't go anywhere. You know the fantastic ways to listen. You can listen on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, and of course, don't forget about the other great shows on those channels, just like there are other great shows on My Spin Radio. I'm not My Spin, My Vibe. I apologize. My Vibe and the Jazz Lounge. Don't forget about those great channels as well. Just like I don't want you to forget about the Wisdom app. So many great people out there to check out and listen to and get advice from if they're your forte, if they're not. Then there are tons of people on there that you can just listen to and talk to, or even do your even be a host of your own on there. Just like if you want to be a host of like a podcast or anything, you can also do that on what was formerly known as Anchor.fm and now known as Podcaster. You can be a host there, and you can also check out the other great apps that I'm on, just like on there, Podcaster. You can check me out on oh geez, the Apple iTunes Music, Castbox, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. There's tons of ways to listen. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, come back, and then we're going to do the question of the day, which I know you can't wait for, but you're going to have to. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Daily Shift. Keep it locked.
I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one.
Hello, ladies and I've been quiet for so long. To what we call the Daily Shift. Where we're going to get into the question of the day, which I think has come out. Why? Because this one is for the adults. And possibly. For the kids, like when you're growing up and you want to be something, maybe this question will come to mind. Maybe you want to do it all. Okay, so with this, what do you wish you had a skill to do? Like, I have a friend, she's able to, like, grab something, like, you know how people grow up talking to stay. Leg is broken, whatever. She will go and grab this and fix it up new, and paint it, and make it look fantastic. And I know some people are like, that's nothing. Okay, but what about people who can do plumbing? Like, what skill do you have to call someone that you wish you had that skill? You know? Like, I wish I could do that. Do what she does. She, I'm like, you should just sell that. You could just open a furniture store. Now, I haven't seen her do this with like, has she done that with like a couch or something? I know she's done chairs, but not like, I don't think like cushions, you know? I wonder if, I need to ask her. That would be super impressive. because it's impressive in and of itself, you know. But if she's moved on to like just taking it to a whole nother level, I think that's awesome. Like people who know how to do plumbing, it's like, oh, I'll fix it later. I'll just get to it. And it's like, okay, but can you do it? Like, can you actually do that? There are people who can do these things, and it's phenomenal. I love that about people. How did you even begin? Like, you know, like people who are mechanics, for one, I'm at a complete loss. Not a complete loss, but, you know, mostly. Like, when it comes to, like, popping the hood up or whatever, like, I know how to change a tire and fill up what needs to be filled up and where to look and certain things. But after, like, you know, if your car, that would be amazing. And actually, another friend, she wants to be a mechanic. And it's fantastic that she went out and found a job at an auto shop. And it's like, well, you got your foot in the door at least, you know. So there you go. And I think she said she wants to, like, own her own shop and, like, work on motorcycles. So that's real. Like, people, follow your dreams, people. They don't have to be just dreams. You can make those dreams into a reality. And I hope you do. Because there are so many talented people out there. Actually, another friend of mine, he wants to rap. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe. Okay, sorry, that's a song. So I started going into the song, but he wants to rap. And he makes beats and stuff like that as well. And there was one day he and I were talking, and I walked into like the like his little creation room or whatever. And he ended up like, he was like making a beat. He was like, oh, no, I said, hold on. Or whatever. And then he was like, no, I'll just edit it out. And like, I was like, okay. And he showed me what he made. He was like, and like, it was really good. It was real creative, like, because he had already like had the, I guess, the chorus down or whatever, and like, or making the chorus. And then he was like, you can hear him saying my name. He didn't say Daily Shift, but he was like, yeah, Daily, on the daily. And like the way he was sounding, it sounded really, really, really cool. And like the way that he put it in there, because it was a mistake that I, like, you know, oh, it was so great. There's so many creative people out there, so much talent in this world. And don't let talent go to waste. You know, there's like, I just love it. Like, if you could be an electrician, would you want to be like, I mean, would you, if you're having, I think that's also important though, because like at a certain point, like you're able to do a lot more if you're like, if you know about like electricity and things like that, because now you're looking at everything and you start seeing the world in that way too. Isn't that weird how you start seeing the world in that way? There was one mechanic that I had to go to because I didn't know what was going on with my car. So I pulled in. And before I even finished like parking, like my window was down, he was like, something's wrong with that tire. And it looks normal, you know? Well, to me, it looked normal. I'm not a professional mechanic, you know? So I think that's like, he sees the world. Like, I mean, he can just look at it. And like, there are people out there with that much talent. And that's why they go into that profession more than likely. But they also have other hidden talents. Like, who would love to be able to sew? Like, sew your clothing back together? I do. I know how to do that. I can sew my clothing back together. If my favorite hoodie, like one of the pockets, like, the, you know, the like the hoodies with the giant pocket in the front, I like to keep stuff in there, like my keys and my phone sometimes. And sometimes maybe it's too heavy, or maybe the stitching was off from the first place, but who cares? So, I mean, I know how to fix that. That's, I mean, I think that's impressive. Some people are like, eh, I could do more. Like, when people know how to crochet and stuff like that and actually sew a pair of pants or an entire dress, my goodness gracious, like, how did you even get there? How did you get to that level of expertise, you know? That people, like, I don't know. Just, it's just so much. But yeah, I think that there are a lot of it takes a lot of skill to like get into professions like that. And I think it's really like, and to just have that talent and to know that's what you want to do. Like some people can take fantastic pictures at certain angles and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. You folks decide what is considered a profession. Like I said, like if I could work on plumbing, or actually if I had the gumption to work on plumbing, I'm sorry, but after I don't remember what exactly caused me to never, I know it had to do with hair in a drain, and I was like, forget it, like somebody else do it. And then after, like, I don't even want to like use the bathroom anymore after that. I'm like, okay, you could just burn this bathroom now. But yeah, nonetheless, I think that you should, oh my gosh, now I'm thinking about plumbing. People who work in pest control, because think about it, they have to know what chemicals will work, and if they want it, like cat, like pest control and stuff like that, and animal control, especially animal control. Who wants, if you gave me a stick with a loop at the end of it and said, go and catch that alligator, forget it. I'd be like, no, you do it. You know, and he's like, well, rock, paper, scissors for it. By the time you finish doing the first batch of the hand claps, I'm already in the car and I've taken off and I've left you with the stick. I'm gone. There's no way. People who catch like raccoons and stuff, people who, like, first of all, do you know how quick raccoons are? Or any animal is, for that matter? Some people are like, oh, like, why are you afraid of squirrels? I'm not afraid of squirrels, for one. I mean, I pet them at this point. They've jumped in my car. They bother me. I've become their leader. No, but, like other animals, like, for one, there's a good reason to be afraid of squirrels, because if you've seen how fast they are and the strength that they have just in their hind leg, they can hang upside down from a tree, from the side of a tree, and like eat an acorn or whatever. I don't see anyone hanging upside down from their feet eating an apple. So that's incredible strength in the speed that they move. And plus, like, there's a ton of them. If you see one squirrel, there's probably about four more somewhere nearby. Can you just imagine being covered in squirrels? You saw that movie, Willy Wonka, or The Chocolate Factory, whichever one, where Veruca gets dragged off by squirrels. Yeah, no, I believe that. I 100% believe that they can do that, especially if they work together like that. Like, forget it. Like, there's no way you're getting out of that situation. Just give up at that point. But no, yeah, it's like there's tons of professions out there who like know how to like handle all, like just knowing what to do. What profession would you want to do? Think about that as we take a break and get ready to come back and get into your facts. And that's a fact right there. Now, what these facts are going to be, I have no idea, but we're going to figure it out together. Why? Because this is the Daily Shift, and that's what we do. We get through the shift together. This is the Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. Keep it locked. Facts come from insider.com. I'm sorry. There's a fact for you. I just forgot how to spell insider. INSIDER.com. And it's 18 little things you can do every day to make you feel younger. Because we were talking about youth. Like skating. Like, I wonder, what are things that like make people feel younger, or what they can do? While there are no miracle vitamins or creams to magically set clock or set back the clock, there are certain little things you can do every day to feel and look younger. Smiling more often, learning new skills, exercising, and cutting out bad habits can make you feel. I wish it went into detail of like the bad habits. So get out and exercise, smile more often. And it goes on, there's little articles. If you scroll down, you're going to see articles of things like adopt and foster a pet. Now, I'm not talking about going back to the point where you're baby talking, because animals will make you baby. Oh, you're so cute. They'll make you baby talk. Oh, you're so cute, aren't you? Oh, who's my little? Come on. That does not, do you not see that happen all the time? And it's been normalized. And it's like, well, hold on, we're in public now, so maybe you shouldn't, maybe we should just talk normally until we get home with the dog, yes? Okay. doing fun activities like virtual yoga or going to see a drive-in movie can take you back to your younger days. Oh my gosh, drive-in movies. Drive-in movies, that will definitely... Who has never been to a drive-in movie? If you have not, it's one of the most fantastic things. For one, you don't have to worry about people opening chips. You don't have to worry about people laughing, like, at parts that they've already seen in the commercial. I don't remember who I talked to about this, but they were like, yeah, no, that bothers me too. And I was like, as it should, as it should. You should be bothered when people keep laughing. It's like, you've seen this commercial a million times. It's been on TV. It's been on YouTube. Like, how is this still funny to you? If it's your first time seeing it, I understand. But when the whole entire movie theater laughs, it's like, okay, not everybody has been avoiding like the trailers and stuff like that. I know at least half. Or at least a percentage of the movie theater has seen that part before. And it's like, it can't still be funny. You know, like, it's like when you watch like, okay, SNL skits are still pretty funny. I'm not going to say which ones, but if you're viewer discretion advised for those, like, just look at the TV rating or the rating on the video or whatever. I don't know. But I do know that those can still be funny, but not, come on, but like in a movie theater setting, like, because when people like laugh or like, you know, like, or do something distracting in a movie theater, it's like, well, now we can't rewind the movie. We're in a movie theater. We can't rewind it. Like, so just shh, because there's like, and you know, when everybody, this is what bothers me most. Whenever everyone laughs in the movie theater, there's always a part that somebody, it's like they're whispering. Like, hold on. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to show you what it's like. Like, you know, like, it's like, then they say like, like, and now I'm going to tell you something very important about your brother. You know, do you see what I mean? It's like all of a sudden, it's like, well, what did he just say? Because he said he was going to say something important about her breath. Is it like, does she have a superpower? Like, what's happening? Like, you know, like, it's always when there's something important. And now I'm going to tell you the whole plot to the movie, right? And it kills me. It breaks a part of my spirit inside. But with drive-in movie theaters... And if that one person next to you, you know what? I can do the one person next to me laughing or whatever. that's fine, because at a drive-in movie theater, they give you a sound box and it plays through your car. But I'm sure nowadays you can like probably, oh, well, you can connect your car to the movie if you like, and you can play it on the screen in your car. It's like, no, I want the giant one right there, that giant thing right there. And I want a good spot. So you got to get there early. And this is another bonus. You can stop by like Walmart and get a sandwich and some candy and all that other kind of stuff. You can bring a pillow. How many people have been dying for a movie that you can just sit back, relax, put your feet up, have a pillow? Do you want a Slurpee? Well, yes, I do want a Slurpee. Do you want a Snickers or a Butterfinger? I will take one of those as well. You know, you can bring like a Nathan's hot dogs. Yes, Nathan's hot dogs. Give me free hot dogs. I love. I know some people are like, ew, hot dogs. I didn't pay attention. Whenever they tried to play those documentaries on how things are made, I'm like, there's nothing good that's gonna come from this. So I'm just gonna ignore it. Like I never paid attention. I'd pull out my Yu-Gi-Oh deck and like try to restructure it and be like, what cards can I add and take out that'll make it better? I was like, you're not gonna ruin hot dogs for me. I'm sure if you watch how like cheese is made or something, I'm sure that'd be gross too. But you're not gonna ruin cheese, you're not gonna ruin a hot dog for me. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not like every day I'm gonna have a hot dog, but you know when you have that craving and then like you remember, like if you have like if I'm sure for one, I have seen the back of restaurants and things like that before. And I've seen what happens back there. It's ruined for me. That's how I know those documentaries would have ruined other food for me as well. I'd be eating tree bark at this point, I think. Just tree bark. I've seen how salads are made back there. Yeah. Yeah. Salads too. Oh, yeah. The things that I've seen in the kitchen back there, that's why when I go to restaurants, there's another friend who does this too. He only eats, he only gets paper cups just like I do. And he's like, sometimes he doesn't even order. I'm like, that makes sense. Like, no, I get it. I've seen even hamburgers, when I saw like how the buns are toasted and stuff like that. And I'm like, on this thing? Oh, that's not too bad. It's what's around it that terrified me, you know? Anyway, moving on, folks. Those are the facts. I think the drive-in movie theater one is one of the best ones there, because that will definitely make you feel youthful. Like you're back in your teens, like you just got your car and like now you're out on a date or something. Another one is adopt or foster a pet, and we mentioned that earlier. And I think that's a fantastic idea. Just, you know, because I know it's going to bring out the baby talk. It's going to bring out the baby. At one point or another, you will catch your... Just listen to yourself at one point. You're going to be like, oh, that's true. I am baby talking. Somebody's doing it right now. Another one is take an online class. And with that, we're going to take a class right now. The class is going to be how to take a break. I'm going to show you how to do it right now by taking one. And hopefully you take one too when you're at work or whatever the case may be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift. And we are going to be right back. Don't move a muscle. Don't go anywhere. And if you do move a muscle, you can always listen on Podcaster, Stitcher, iTunes, Music, so many ways to listen. The Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. And don't forget about the other amazing shows on those channels, just like the other amazing channels on the Jukebox Radio, like My Vibe and the Jazz Lounge. Always give a listen. Always stay tuned. Always be aware. And always know that we're going to be right back. Why? Because it's The Daily Shift. Don't move a muscle.
Lucky not, lucky not, lucky not. Ooh, 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 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends.
Stay in tune. Tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. Still, I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Do something nice for someone. Trust me, it does make a difference. It really does. Even if it's as simple as holding a door open or letting somebody cook, whatever the case may be. Kind of one another. It's important in today's world. It's the only thing that matters. That means things in entertainment. For example, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And don't forget the new Flash movie. I cannot wait to see it. I want to see this movie so bad. Michael Keaton is back. And at first, I didn't know if I was gonna like, because I need to find out this actress's name, because I had gotten so used to the original Superman, like, but now, getting drunk with my friends. I don't know. I think I like the fact that they're bringing it. I'm sorry if that's a spoiler. I was younger. I don't know how you've missed any. Take me back to when we found. But I didn't know I was gonna like Sasha Kale as Carl, as a Carl. But then, as I kept watching the trailer, I'm starting to think like the Flash here. I'm like, she's kind of attractive. Like, I was like, I think it's the suit. Yeah, and what was it? In Spider-Man, actually, Into the Spider-Verse. He's like, you can wear the mask. You can wear the mask. Anybody can wear the mask. And I was like, yeah, that's probably true. But she's wearing that suit pretty well, you know? I was like, she's wearing that mask pretty well. Like, I like how they did the short hair. I know she's not blonde like Carl usually is or whatever, but I'm okay with that, you know? I really want to know what her backstory is too, because I've seen other trailers and I've seen like what the angle is, at least. But I wonder what they're actually going to do. So I'm interested. And of course they're bringing Zod back. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm not going to say anymore. I'm done. But the Flash movie and of course Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, that's another movie that was released over the weekend, and I hope you got a chance to see it. Another movie, actually, was released over the weekend, and I think it got overshadowed, though, just because everyone was anticipating Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Oh, The Boogeyman. I do really want to see that movie. And a lot of people, well, I don't think that one was released over the weekend. I think it got released just before the weekend. But either way, it's out in theaters, and I do want to see that as well. Some people are saying don't spend the money to see it, and I'll spend the money to do whatever I please. Because when I care about something and I want there to be a sequel of some kind, the original Boogie, I don't know. I hope it's got to be better than the original Boogeyman, because they're telling you to see it with a friend and stuff like that. So I really want to see how it is. Either way, if it's scary, I get to see a scary movie. It's a win-win scenario. Even if it's not like your traditional story of Boogeyman, there's positive things about seeing it. Even if it's just scary, you know. So there you go. The Boogeyman. Be mindful of all the ratings of these movies. The Boogeyman, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and The Flash will be released on June 16th. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for joining me today for the Daily Shift, and I hope your day has been fantastic. I hope your weekend was fantastic. I hope, even if there was just 1 hour that was just phenomenal for you, I hope that is the case, that 1 hour that just made your weekend. The rest of your weekend was bad, but you had that 1 hour. I wish it were more hours, but even if it's just one, I want you to take that 1 hour and stretch it and just keep thinking about it as you go through the week. And even if you go through the week, I don't know where I'm going with this. What I do know, I'm gonna head out. And I hope you all enjoy your night. If it is nighttime for you and you're heading to bed and you're waiting for Tuesday, good night. And if it's Tuesday and you're already starting your day, you're having your cup of joe or cup of coffee, whatever you want to cup it, or even a cup of tea, which I had over the weekend, phenomenal with something. And good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you next time.
And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost